Hey everyone, and welcome to Table Dive, a tabletop RPG podcast where we find new and lesser known systems, get a little bit of hands-on time with them, and then give you our own professional opinions on them. Today, we're playing Here We Used to Fly by Kurt Reffling. Here We Used to Fly is a rules-light tabletop role-playing game about a group of friends exploring an abandoned theme park. Over the course of a single session, players will create two versions of the same character. One, a child visiting the vibrant amusement park. The other, an adult investigating the ruins of the same amusement park. As they discover or revisit each location in the park, they'll play out scenes spotlighting moments of joy, frustration, fear, love, loss, and more. So let's dive in and get started. Welcome back to Here We Used to Fly. We previously made our characters and filled out details of their childhood and their adult lives. And now what we're going to do is visit a couple of the attractions in the park in both our younger years and in kind of like the current time of this theme park as it's maybe closing down. Maybe it's a little decrepit. It's going to be destroyed. Something along those lines. It's kind of like its final days. It's no longer open to the public. We're kind of sneaking in to get like relive those childhood memories one last time. So we're going to kind of narrate and play through like the younger years and then the same scene, like the same location in our older years. And I think we'll start with Dawn and let you pick a location, and then we'll kind of build out this location. We'll pick a couple different descriptors, different what do I want to call those? You know, just different things about the attraction. We'll pick a couple, kind of build it out, add some detail, and then we'll kind of play out a scene of the four of us going back to this attraction and living out a memory. So take it away, Don.
Oh man, so am I painting the whole scene of what the log ride looks like?
No, so it's like, so the log ride offers a couple different things. We kind of all build it out together. Kind of pick things we think it like. It definitely has to have, right? Like
there has to be a log.
Yeah,
that's a key point, right?
And you gotta ride it.
Yeah, on the log ride page, there's like a list.
Yeah. So I think one thing it definitely has is probably the huge drop at the end. That one sounds like almost essential to the creation of the puns for the log drop.
For sure.
Yeah, and you gotta have that photo of you, your hair flowing back and your hands up.
So this is a outside the list suggestion, but I remember log rides as a child, and they'd always have those little like mounted water guns along the side that people watching could soak you.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Yeah.
I think let's kind of give me one more thing, Don. Like, what's one thing about the log ride that made it like the best thing to make fun of for you? Other than it's like, you know, what was like the best point for you?
Oh man.
Like you coined this nickname, right? Like what made it like you were like, I'm gonna lock in on this joke and take it way too far.
Oh yeah. So right before the drop at the end, there's a tunnel. And at the end of that tunnel is the drop. So it's that tunnel. The likeness of a turd just dropping out of a butthole.
The likeness of the tunnel. And maybe it's got some like let's steal a little bit of one of these prompts of it being slightly hand chiseled, and it's got some like nice curvature to the end of the tunnel, so it like
at the right angle, it kind of, maybe to at least to you, it kind of looks like a butt. Maybe everybody else is like, no, it's just a tunnel. But you're like, look, it's a butt, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it for sure. It's the tunnel, the butthole tunnel.
I knew it was coming.
The puns write themselves for the log ride.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, there's a couple other questions here, and I kind of want to ask one. Was it like more of a refreshing ride? Like, woo, it's a hot park, cold water feels great. Or is it more of a thrill ride? Like, I'm going to fall out of my log at any second. Like, was it scary, or was it more like to beat the heat?
No, this was definitely, it had, you know, the drop at the end was, you know, the adrenaline rush that would come from it. It wasn't too crazy, but yeah, mostly just to get splashed by the water, escape the heat.
All right. So let's go back in time and kind of play out a scene at the log ride. Maybe if you kind of have like an idea of a scene in mind, go for it. There's some prompts on there too that you could use. But I'll let you kind of like start it off, and then I guess we can kind of all just roll with it.
All right. Yeah. Putting on a show, huh? All right.
And these don't have to be like 30-minute long RP sessions either. You know what I mean? Yeah,
for sure, for sure. Well, I mean, you know, Alan comes up and he, you know, he's with his group of buddies and he's just got to show him his log, you know. Yo, dudes, who's going to ride my log?
I'll ride your log.
Come on, don't be shy. There's enough room on my log for everybody.
Oh, this is a big log.
Oh yeah, it's huge. Biggest log you've ever dropped.
It hasn't dropped. It's still floating there.
Oh, it's gonna drop. You just wait.
I think this is when Sean's probably had headphones in still and is like, you know, I don't really want to get this stuff wet. You know, I'll probably just wait here by the guns for you guys to go through.
They have a locker right over there. That's where you put all your stuff that you don't want to get wet.
No, it's I'd have to talk to that guy, and it's way too crowded over there. I'll hang on to my stuff, you know.
No, they got a little key. You just put it on your wrist. It'll be okay. Come on. Get on his log.
Hey, you know, not everybody can handle my log. It's cool.
Yeah, man. I'll just wait here, guys. I don't even think you can get four in there. I think it's only three, so I'll just wait this round out.
All right. Travis, you coming? You gonna ride my log?
Yeah, of course I am.
Hell yeah. All right, so I'm gonna start taking off, you know, getting to the line. I'd have to assume that this ride here is gonna have, you know, a pretty decent sized incline that we gotta get to the top of, right?
Yeah. You gotta go up like a bunch of switchbacks to get to like where you actually climb in.
Yep.
Go through like kind of a lazy river thing with some trees over top of us.
Yeah, don't be shy, don't be. Too worried about it. I know we got a decent amount of time to walk before we get to the front of the line, but I promise you're gonna have the ride of your life.
I would say that Travis is probably just behind you two and just like flicking his eyes between you two and just like watching your interaction.
Yeah, the line's the worst part. I wish they'd come up with something to make it go quicker.
Yeah, you know, it's all right, though. You know, it's It's not too hot right up here. It's kind of breezy, so it's fine by me. But I'm telling you, once we get on there, we're gonna get drenched. We're gonna get soaking wet on my log.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
So much fun. So we move our way in. We get to the front of the line. We're here. We're ready. And the ride operator comes up and says, "All right, next." And I look back at the other two and I go, "Hey, don't be shy. Hop on."
And when you look at me, my face goes from like just neutral to like happy. And then I'm like, yeah, let's go. Come on, let's go. And I rush onto the ride.
Yeah, that's right. You hop on that log.
Where do you want to be at on the log?
Oh, I'm always in the back.
Okay. You got to put your log on somebody else's log?
I just gotta, it's my log, right? So you guys gotta be in the front.
Okay.
All right. So, Alan gets in the back and he's just laughing his ass off, hamming it up, having the time of his life. And, how are you guys feeling about his sense of humor at this point? Has he talked about his log enough that he's like, that you guys are just like, shut the fuck up about the log?
Yeah, I think I'm not certain about your obsession with the log. I understand the joke, but it's like, I just don't get why you think it's so funny.
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah. But every time you laugh, I laugh like as hard or harder than you.
All right.
And I don't get the joke at all.
It's probably the reason I stayed back, because like we were like halfway into it and I'm like, I can't do this.
This dude won't shut the fuck up about his log. All right, so the ride operator, we get in, and then I'm assuming there's probably like a lever or something that's holding the log from going down, from starting its descent down the ride, and they crank that lever and off we go.
Yeah, I think that's when I've probably been like hovering at the guns, waiting for like the people there to move away so I can like get on one of them ready to get you guys as you come by.
Is there a photo booth in this?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Okay.
Yeah, there's a photo booth at the end. All right, so we take our descent down and twisting and turning the log ride, we're all getting splashed with water. By the end of the ride, the whole thing's just soaked, so we're just getting hammered by waves and splashes. And we come to the section, we turn a corner, and there is Sean. We can see him on the little overlook with his water cannon. And I throw my hands up in the air, and I yell at Sean, and I say, "Yo, get my log wet, baby."
I think that's when I try to just like drill you in the face with it. Like, you're gonna like taste some of the shitty ride water after the.
Yeah, so Alan just gets a mouthful. He's just getting slammed in the face with this water and chokes a little bit, but then starts just laughing his ass off.
Yeah, they go, if I see you having like that happening to you and having so much fun with it, I'll probably like yell out to Sean and be like, "Yeah, me next.
Yeah, tries to get everybody as you guys like enter into the butt tunnel.
Yeah, and then the log slides into the dark tunnel, and Alan's just chuckling at all the innuendo of the fact that this log's entering this hole. And then, we can see the light at the end. And right as we make our way out the tunnel, I'm like, "Hold on for the drop." I call it the plop. And then we come jettisoning out of this tunnel, and the final drop just takes us splashing down.
I think that's where, like, the scene ends, right? And yeah,
with the snap of the camera.
Yeah, this camera snap.
Yeah, and Chester wants to put his hands up, but he's too scared and keeps his, like, you catch him, like, in the middle of having his hands up and hands down.
Yeah, I think of the photo, Travis would be, it's weird to refer to myself. I would be caught off guard, probably not remembering there was a camera, and I'm just like stone faced,
emotionless,
like no emotion there, just staring ahead.
And I'm sure that by the end of the ride, everybody around's just like, dude, shut up about the log. It's one of those moments where he doesn't understand that a joke can be beaten into the ground.
Cool. So now we can pick, if you look at the log ride attraction list, now there's some adulthood things that we can pick of like kind of the state it's in now.
Yeah.
And we can kind of build out what it looks like now abandoned and kind of build out another scene as like us as adults coming back to the log ride.
Yeah, I think the one thing that I would say has got to be there is like one of the water cannons, or you know, the specific water cannon that Sean was manning is broken, you know, off its mount. It's, you know, hanging off. Maybe there's like a piece of hose just holding it on, just barely. And the tunnel, the tunnel right before the drop is like caved in.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think, and like without the water that normally fills up the drop, it's like almost just like, it's like a dangerous drop at this point, because there's no water to like slide down and cushion, like to stop, you know what I mean? For the ride to bounce in, it's just like a plummet from the end of the like caved in tunnel.
I was going to say, but this actually ends up being in scene prompts, but like a photo of us is there.
Oh, like
on the wall.
On the wall.
Yeah. Right. One of those photos that got left there is us.
There's like a sign of like people having the most fun. Yeah. And it's like the picture of you with like no emotion on your face.
And then what's her? Alan having the time of his life.
Yeah. Yeah,
Alan's just living it up.
All right, let's use that scene prompt then, I guess, to kind of play out another scene, right?
We stumble upon the photo.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like maybe the first thing we get to as we get into the, like, we've probably had to break a fence or, you know, climb over a fence to get into this park. It's going to be probably tore down for, like, condos at some point here in the near future. And we're like, let's go back one last time, you know, and this is where, like, the first place we stop.
Take it away, Dom.
Oh, man. I'm in charge again?
Yeah, man. This is your ride.
The blind leading the blind.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. Walking up, we see this wall of just various photos over the years. You know, some of them date way back, you know, when the park first opened, and some of them, you know, up all the way to its closing. And we find out of all of the pictures, the picture of myself, Travis, and what's your name again?
Chester.
Just, you know, in the picture. Yeah, I have the biggest shit-eating grin on my face. Travis looking like nothing is happening at all, and Chester's looking pretty How is Chester looking in the photo, I guess?
Scared. More than scared. Thrilling.
Fair. Oh. So, yeah. Yeah, so I look over to the photo and look back and kind of beckon the two of you over and say, "You'll never believe this. This photo's still here."
Yeah, I'll walk up and kind of take a look at it and go, "Oh yeah, that's cool."
Man, I didn't realize what you meant by the log until well after that whole ordeal.
Man,
you said that so much.
Yeah, entirely too much.
And I did not understand what was going on.
Well, you know, I had to find a way to keep friends, you know? I just tried to be the funniest guy in the room at all times. Yeah, it's that joke definitely ran its course, didn't it? But I mean, look at the picture, right? It does kind of look like a butthole.
I think you maybe get a very small chuckle.
Yeah, I just say, I mean, yeah, I guess technically it does kind of look like a butthole.
Pretty constipated now, though, right?
Yep. I knew you guys would come around to that one. So, I don't know. I mean, let's walk around and take a little bit of another look. Let's go up to the bridge where the water cannons were.
Yeah. Let's head up there.
Yeah.
And before we leave, I'm gonna snatch that picture.
Yeah.
Rip that picture off and pocket it.
Yeah, I think we head up to the water guns, and obviously like one is like broken, right? And there's probably a good moment where I'm like trying to figure out if I can take it off and keep it before it's like, this is junk.
Yo, dude, is this the one that you were using when you freaking lit my face up?
And I'd assume so.
Man.
They had considerably better paint at the time.
For sure.
Man, you soaked us with this thing too.
I was just annoyed about the log jokes, and I wanted to make sure I got you with it, so.
Yeah, I get it. I was definitely definitely didn't
annoying
stop back then.
Yeah, we could say that, yeah.
But they don't make water cannons like this at New Parks now. These things wouldn't pass safety inspection. These things hit like fire hoses.
They practically are fire hoses.
It's true.
I think we probably head up to the top of the steps, right? And look at where you would get in. But it's just like, what, like concrete piping at this point?
Yep.
Long dried up. But yeah, it's pretty high up, so I think we can probably see like other parts of the park. It's like, you guys want to check out some more stuff?
Yeah, let's sure. Do it. Let's go see some other things.
Yeah, let's go.
So we'll kind of just wrap that one. Where are you wanting to go, Stefan?
I'm wanting to get in this Hall of Illusions.
The Hall of Illusion. All right. So let's build out the Hall of Illusion, shall we? All right. So the childhood version of the Hall of Illusions. A disorienting maze of corridors. Choose three. We do more or less than three, but what do you guys think? What is this? What does the Hall of Illusion have to have?
It's got to have mirrors.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's like a mirror house for sure, right?
100%. Yeah, yeah, 100%. And it's got to have a little bit of fog just floating through the air.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So is it like a real maze that's actually hard to get out of, or like a kiddie one that's like a 5-year-old could find their way out of it? And like,
I like the idea that it's actually a difficult.
Yeah.
Like, for someone who was like into like magic and like critical thinking, I guess, right? That's probably what drew you to it. So it's like, I think it makes sense that it's like an actual difficult maze.
Yeah, for sure. That's what I was thinking. It was actually difficult. It took a few minutes to actually get through, unlike the ones at like the carnival.
So do you want to have like a printed certificate that you found the exit?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I was just saying,
congratulations. Yeah.
Like, I didn't have to come in and tell you how to get out of here.
Yeah. The question is, like, how many of the certificate does Chester have at home? Like,
yeah, that's kind of where I was going with that.
Like, has he got, like, like a binder full of, like, trying to beat his best time?
Oh, yeah, they were on his wall for a long time, but he took them down and put them in a box and put it in his garage. But it's several.
Okay, let's see. What? Oh, I like this prompt question here. What playground rumors existed about this place? I like the idea. Go ahead. Yeah.
Yeah. So I like the idea that people think that a kid got lost in there and died.
Oh, like he never made it out.
That's what I was going to say too. Yeah.
Yeah. He went in and he never came out. But really, the kid just moved away.
maybe we can combine these two. I like the idea. Like, so there's probably like one route, right? Like you, and Chester would know the route. But I like the idea that there's like this super secret hidden secondary route that's like way faster. And maybe that's where the kid went. Like, the kid found the secret route and then like ended up getting lost deeper into. Maybe there's rumor that there's more to the maze past it, right? And as a kid, it's a playground rumor, so like you wouldn't be able to put two and two together that you just like see behind it. But like playground rumors, there's like a secret secondary path that leads to like more of the maze, and that's where the kid got lost.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I like that.
And then we can pick a scene prompt too. I'll let you pick though. Like, which one do you think? Because you're going to be kind of leading this one of Chester as a child, right? The childhood scene. Which prompt sounds?
I think I'm a little overconfident with this.
Oh yeah, like it's our first time, but Chester's been through it a bunch already. So it's like, no, it's this way. Like you know exactly where to go.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Let's see what that scene's like, and feel free to start it off.
All right, I see this as a big like log cabin entrance, and you walk in and you see just smoke coming out of the entrance way.
Yeah,
and we go in.
I'll stop you there. So at the entrance, I'm gonna look inside and see all the mirrors. And think to myself, that's a bunch of reflections that everyone's going to be able to see my face at all times. And I am not comfortable with that. So
are you going to sit it out?
So I'm going to just be like, hey guys, I don't know. I don't know about this one. I mean, yeah, it looks totally fun and like cool and everything. But like, I don't know. I think I'm just going to sit here.
Come on, you gotta go. This is the best thing in the park.
Yeah, 100%. It's totally the best thing in the park, but like I need to sit down for a minute.
Well, it's okay, you guys go for a little bit and let you rest if that's what the problem is.
No, it's okay.
I mean, you could do this thing quick, right, Chester?
Yeah, I can.
Oh, well, okay, I can just wait by the exit then.
And
I just walk away.
Yeah, we can, okay. I mean, if you know where you're going, we can be through quick and then meet back up again. What do you think, Alan?
Yeah, I'm ready to get in there. I want to see myself a million more times because I'm devilishly handsome.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, three of us walk in. We see Travis walking off. Do you guys know why he doesn't want to come in here?
I don't know. He said that he didn't want to be seen by a whole bunch of people or something, right? Like,
I didn't say that. That was just my inner monologue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, no, yeah, yeah.
I don't think he likes being looked at, you know?
Oh, okay. It makes
sense. Like, doesn't like a lot of attention.
All right. Well, let's go.
Of his own ugly mug, you know?
I put my headphones back in.
All right. So we head in and we get to the first part of the maze. And I go, if you guys ever get lost, always know that if you keep going the same direction, you'll always find your way out.
Won't you just run into stuff?
Yeah, but you just put your hands out, you go left, you keep going left, 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 all the way through, and you'll eventually make it through, so you'll never get lost, okay?
Sounds kind of boring, really.
Yeah, what's the fun in that?
No, I'm saying if you can't figure it out, you can always do that, and you won't get stuck.
But you're like a master, right?
Yeah.
So we're not going to get stuck.
No, but if you guys make a wrong turn and we get separated, then that's how you guys can get through it.
All right, well, how about you just lead the way? Because I really want to get that certificate that says I've beat it in the record time. So,
all right, let's go. And I'm pushing through, know exactly where to turn, barely hit anything. Get towards the
side. I like the idea. We probably get yelled at once or twice for like running way too fast.
Yeah.
All right. And I start running. Right, yeah. Do you guys want to do the secret way or?
Oh my god!
Or the quick way.
You know the secret way?
I do.
I hear about it a lot.
Is it way faster?
I've been told.
It is faster. It's the quickest way.
But isn't that where that kid got lost?
That's what they say, but there's no bodies or anything back there.
I mean, if a kid got lost, like, the cops would find him, right? Like, I think it's safe.
I mean, they said he died.
Wouldn't it smell?
Well, it kind of smells in here anyways.
It does kind of smell, you're right.
I just always thought it was a fog, though.
All right, I mean, you've been this way, I trust you.
All right, let's go. And I take the quick bypass area, and we make it towards the end. And then I go, oh no. Which way is it? I must have taken a wrong turn.
Completely dead end.
Yeah.
Come on. You're supposed to be the master.
Like, we just go right, right?
No, I head back like two sections and take a left and we make it out.
I think like I go right. Like I end up like an extra 5 minutes behind trying to get out.
Do we get our certificates?
It's like my way is the right way. You did it wrong. I got it now. And I like I'll go a different way from the split.
So the real question is, with getting lost, did we get out in time to get our certificate?
I don't think so. I think that would have been like a big thing for us, right?
Right.
But we got stuck, and there's no margin for error.
Damn, dude. You said you'd get us that certificate.
Well, we can always go again. I just missed that last turn. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to.
That's all right.
I come like huffing out from like, the exit.
Where have you been? I thought you were following us, and then all of a sudden you were gone.
I was going right. You said at the beginning.
I said to take lefts.
Well, that would explain it.
Well, you did it. Did you need help out?
No. Nice. No.
Hey, you got out by yourself. That's all that matters.
We can still be friends then.
Oh, thank goodness. I think we'll end with like that scene, and then let's kind of see what it's like in its adulthood era.
I would say the very first one for sure.
Shattered glass everywhere.
Yeah.
Looks like kids went in and just
teenagers, to be specific.
Yeah, just went in and just beat the hell out of it.
Yeah.
I definitely like the broken glass, but like, what else? I feel like could be in there.
I would say building on like the staff break room, but maybe not the actual staff break room, but like
a maintenance room in the back,
something that breaks the illusion.
Yeah, I think it's like the rumored hidden path, but it's really just like the maintenance room in the back door.
Yeah, or it's like the corridors behind the mirrors and you can see through them.
Oh, yeah.
Right, like one-way mirrors or whatever they're called. Two-way mirrors. One way? No. I don't know.
It's a one-way mirror.
One-way
right?
mirror. Anyways. One of those things.
As for scene prompts, I like... Oh, man. I like getting lost again, to be honest.
I was going to say, yeah. I like lost again, for sure.
I don't even understand the salvage from the vending machine prompt. What is that? What would that even mean in this context?
I don't know. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Oh, anyways. I'm cool with getting lost again.
Well, I think it's time, less. I think it's less of like I think we're thinking of the whole thing as a hall of mirrors, but I think there's more to it. Like,
oh, wow.
You know what I mean?
Oh, it's like supposed to be like magic tricks as you go through, kind of a thing.
Yeah. Kind of, and then that's like the staff break room, and then like a vending machine. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I like Lost again. Yeah,
I do too.
I think. I mean, if you want, I can kind of start it off, right? If you want, and we can just build off of it.
You can start off.
All right. I think, like, kind of after we've left the log ride, we make our way, like, just in this direction, and we can tell maybe that Chester's like itching to like go back in there one more time, and kind of like slowly guiding us in that direction. And we find the Hall of Mirrors, or the Hall of Illusions, and the whole thing is pretty like rough looking. There's shattered glass everywhere outside, and we kind of stop out front, and it's like, you guys think this is even gonna be worth going in?
I mean, it's all torn down. It can't be that difficult.
Yeah, with the probably holes with the glass everywhere and everything. Yeah.
Here's what I'll say is I never made it through this thing on my own, and I do not really, you know, the one time I went through with Chester, we got lost. I do not like not knowing what I'm doing or where I'm going. So if we go in there and it's, you know, going to be crazy and hard to get out, I'm probably just going to turn around and leave. But I'm okay going in for a second at least and seeing what it's like.
Yeah.
Well, let's go. Let's see how much is broken. Everything else is broken around here.
Yeah, that's true. Can't imagine that the mirrors here would hold up any better than the log ride.
Let's go then. I don't think I came in last time.
Nah, you waited outside because you were scared, yeah. I think.
I don't think I was scared. But
yeah, I don't think we ever really knew why you didn't come in.
Yeah, you just really didn't want to come in.
Yeah.
You probably didn't want to hear you talk about logs anymore, honestly.
Yeah, that's 100% what it was. I was sick of the logs.
I get it, okay? Well.
We'll, like, push into the facade of what was a log cabin that's now kind of broken apart, and we can see that's, like, it was just faux wood, like, on a, like... This is a normal build, like just a normal frame.
Yeah, kind of just painted plaster to make it look like wood.
And we step inside and like it's just broken. Like it's not all broken, but it's mostly broken. And it's like, it's probably almost more difficult now because it went from like just seeing yourself a bunch to like just light flickering everywhere from just broken glass, and it's like you can't tell which mirrors are now broken and which ones are really still there.
Yeah, and you don't want to get cut by the glass that's still sticking up. Do you guys want to go see if the secret ways still viable?
Isn't that where you guys got lost last time?
Don't remind me of that. Yeah, we got lost.
I mean, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, yes. I guess.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Worst comes to worst, we can break down a few windows if we need to. Or mirrors.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't be the first one, yeah.
All right, I head us all back there. And without the smoke, you can see the pathway a little bit better than you used to be able to. Or it might be just because I'm older and I kind of remember where I'm going.
I think there's a point where I'm like, wait. Wasn't it? It was this way. And like almost a little bit of an argument. It's like, no, it was. I'm pretty sure we went this way last time.
I believe you did. You did go that way.
No. You made us go that way and it was wrong. And we were supposed to go this way.
I mean, guys.
Very sure that it's to the left, not to the right.
Guys, does it really matter?
Yeah, I mean, it does.
I mean, not really.
Do you
want
to get out of here?
I mean, I do. I don't want to get sliced up by any of this glass or...
All right, well, I'm pretty sure it's this way, and I'm going to, like, just push ahead the wrong way.
I just kind of shrug and go, well, whatever, let's go that way then, and I follow him.
I'll follow you. And then, hey, I never noticed that before. There was a whole room right there. The glass is broken. I thought that was just a piece of a mirror. I didn't know they were staring at us the whole time.
Gotta peek my head around and like look through the glass and be like, oh yeah, they were spying on us.
That's probably how they knew we were running. You know, in hindsight.
Yeah, we didn't get yelled at for that.
I just figured they could hear us running.
It's pretty darn dangerous running through this place, actually, if we think about it.
Yeah, you run, break some glass, and cut yourself, and then the paramedics have to weave their way through this whole maze just to get back there to you. Bleed out, man.
I'm sure it would have been fun.
I wonder if that's what everybody thought happened to that one kid that everybody said got lost here.
You know, I'm pretty sure he moved.
Oh. Yeah, I think I heard the same thing.
I never knew the guy. I never heard, never really got enough information on the rumor, but that sounds a little bit more reasonable.
And I like, we kind of like hit the dead end and I turn around. Yeah, this wasn't it.
Yeah, I didn't think so. You guys want to see if we can get in that room and see what's back there?
Sure.
There's probably an exit, so we don't have to go back the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine by me.
I like to kind of, we could probably wrap it up with like us just kind of picking through this maintenance room. There's probably like a picnic table like in the middle of the room. And we're just kind of picking through what's left of this maintenance room before we push out this emergency exit on the back wall. Unless there's anything else you guys want to add in there.
No, nope. I like it.
Yeah.
And I think pushing out the back puts us in, like, it puts us right onto, I think, our last location being
Boardwalk Beach.
The Boardwalk Beach. I think this is going to be kind of a combination of both mine and Travis's location. Yeah. Being the one thing we had in common in our adult life. But let's see what it's like as a kid. Right? Because it wasn't our go-to as a child.
No.
So our memories of it probably weren't as fond. The Boardwalk Beach, a quiet space away from the attractions. Choose 3.
Unofficial swimming area? As a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, though, because, like, I don't think I... Maybe we didn't hate it, but it definitely didn't hit our top, right? So there was like...
Yeah.
There had to have been a lot of people there for both of us to dislike it.
Yeah, see, that's... I was thinking like a busy boardwalk.
Yeah.
I didn't get this far down into reading...
I think it's like a boardwalk as in like a dock.
Yeah, versus... that's how what I was picturing it as.
Yeah.
Like, what's the famous one you guys got? Jersey Shore or whatever it's called?
We got a few.
Where it's just like it's packed with people.
I think there's one for like there was one
Long Beach.
Yeah. So I think
I mean we can just pick our own stuff.
Yeah. I mean we still know what it is and we can
It's a boardwalk with a bunch of people and like little food carts.
I like the, if anything, off of this list, I like the white tents for private events.
Yeah.
And I like the, I think the idea behind it is like, I didn't like to go through here because like, I felt like I didn't belong here.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like private events, I felt like I was going to get in trouble maybe for being here without when I wasn't supposed to.
Okay.
Maybe there's like a like one of those cotton candy make it carts.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's like a like the food truck area.
Yeah.
At every amusement park, right?
Yeah, and we can maybe even put like the picnic tables and the droning wasps in there. Like you could it's where the food carts were and maybe even the grassy hill too. Like it was like the boardwalk and the picnic tables lined up with the grassy hill down to the water. Even and the white tents in the background, so it was like this is where you had to come for food, but it was like it felt like you weren't supposed to be here.
All right, so what could our prompt be then?
Oh man, I don't know.
Yeah,
Probably between, this is boring.
I think for us, it wouldn't be boring. It'd be
stressful.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have to use those.
Yeah.
No, we don't. Yeah.
Like thinking more of like we've gone to a couple attractions. We're hungry. We're going to grab something to eat.
Yeah, just like break time.
Yeah, and then going and like sitting on the side of the hill or something.
Yeah, like scraping together what money we had for some food and sitting on the grassy hill and eating lunch.
Yeah. Okay. You cool with all that?
Yeah, I think so. I'm gonna let you take this one.
Yeah. All right, so I guess, yeah, so we'll find ourselves done with the attractions for the day, and we're all a little hungry, so we decide we're going to hit up the boardwalk, grab something to eat, tons of food carts around us, all the options in the world for a kid, probably exciting, stressful for some of us. I think so we each grab whatever food we want, cotton candy, corn dogs, all that stuff, and then we make our way to the side of the big hill, where you can see the water and all the people milling about, the white tents in the background. And we all sit down and start to eat.
I think I've probably gotten whichever line one of you guys went to, because I didn't want to go to a line by myself.
So I would have done the same thing for different reasons. I would have picked the line that someone else went to feel like I'm fitting in and eating the right food that everyone.
All right, so where did Chester and Alan want food?
Yeah.
So I wanted to go get a smoked turkey leg.
Okay. And what is Alan about?
Alan's hunting down the funnel cakes.
Oh man, am I? Oh, yeah. I think I'm the turkey leg.
So I'd probably go funnel cake because it sounds like it's something less messy.
And okay, yeah.
So then I would have less attention on myself.
I think my thought process was I need real food and not sugar food.
Yeah. And I like the idea you think it's going to be less messy, and that's like the messiest thing you can get.
Yeah. But I think it's less messy than like a barbecue smothered turkey leg.
Oh, no, it's smoked. It's just a... turkey leg, and it's wrapped in like aluminum foil.
Oh yeah, so we have those here, but they're also coated in like barbecue sauce, so they're messy AF.
Oh yeah, not the ones that I've gotten at parks.
I think we're going to, like, we're in line, right? And I'm like, so is it just like a, like, I have to know all the details, right? I'm like, so is it just a big turkey leg? Do they like give it, like, how do you hold it? Like, do we just eat the turkey leg, or like, is it in like a cone? Like, I'm just asking like every question I can conceivably think of about this turkey leg.
Oh, so it is, they have aluminum foil, and then you just hold it by the end of the bone where it hooks to their hip, the turkey hip.
What is this? Does this come from like a super turkey, or is this like a normal turkey leg?
I think it's just a normal turkey. I don't know of a super turkey.
And like a guy walks by, and I'm like, that's a big turkey leg.
Well, turkeys are big. Have you never seen a turkey before?
Not alive. The petting zoo is kind of Travis's thing.
Oh, I don't think they'd have a turkey at a petting zoo. They'll scratch you and run away. They're kind of aggressive, actually.
I think we get closer, and I, like, I'm constantly, like, taking out my money and, like, counting it and, like, making sure I have enough. And it's, like, we get close. You know, we're about to be up, and I, like, pull out the money, and I hand it to you. I'm like, hey, can you get mine?
Yeah. Can we get two turkey legs? Hey, do you want anything to drink? I got you.
Yeah, no, it's yeah, sure. Lemonade? Like, it's less of the money and more of like the I was not I didn't fully prepare to research what was on the menu.
The abrupt choice
you have to make. Yeah, I'm like, and I look around and like the first thing I see being like lemons. I'm like, lemonade's fine.
Yeah, two turkey legs, a lemonade, and a Coke.
Yeah, and then we get our food and kind of like start meandering back towards like where we said we would meet. Well, and we'll kind of like shift over to these two.
So, you like funnel cakes?
Dude, I love funnel cakes. I get the ones loaded up with all the sugar, the whipped cream, cherries all over the top.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. Crusher. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Do you want to order it for yourself or?
Okay.
Yeah, they got all kinds of funnel cakes.
Oh, I know.
They got. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I mean, the line's always long for funnel cakes, though.
Yeah, that's fine. We could wait in line.
So, yeah, so Alan's sitting there tapping his toes, getting kind of impatient as the line's kind of dragging along. But we get up there to the front, and he jumps right on it. Before the person working the stand can even say anything, yeah, I'll take a large funnel cake with whipped cream and cherries all over it. And kind of forgets to even order Travis's. And then...
Yeah, I kind of come up after, and I try to somewhat confidently order exactly what you ordered. And just like, I've got a funnel cake with whipped cream and cherries. Lots of cherries? Lots of cherries. Right. And I kind of look at you as I'm ordering, like, lots of cherries, all the sugar.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about. That's
yeah, good yeah.
stuff right there.
Yeah, I know. I love these.
So
and then, yeah, she hands us the funnel cakes, and I kind of look at it. I've never eaten one of these in my life before, and I guess we'll start walking back to the hill where we all decided to meet.
Yeah, I like to think we're sitting on the hill eating, and I look over at Travis, and I'm like, I hate lemonade.
Why'd you order it?
I didn't have enough time.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
Is there a reason you're not eating those cherries?
This is okay. I'm going to, for story's sake, I'm going to say, I'm like whisper to him and be like, I'm allergic.
You're allergic to cherries?
Yeah. But I'm sure I'll be fine. So, yeah, it'll be fine. And I'll start eating them.
Oh!
Hands over to Alan, and Alan just faces practically buried in his funnel cake. He got whipped cream all over his nose, and then like cherry sauce all over his like cheek and dripping down his chin. He's like a feral creature eating this thing.
Yeah, I'm like meticulously, carefully eating it to not be messy.
And you see Chester finishing his turkey leg, and you realize that he just wanted those aluminum to make aluminum balls.
I've probably given my you probably also got mine from my turkey leg.
Yeah, and I go, hey guys, you want to see a magic trick?
As you start to do it, we look over, and I think that's maybe when Travis is like breaking out.
Yeah.
And I was like,
it's not a violent reaction, but it's like, yeah, like I'm allergic.
Your face is like, your face is turning red and poofy, and it's like, we might need a go though.
No, I'm fine.
No, man,
continue your magic trick. It's fine. I'm good.
No, you got to look at your face.
I know what it is. I'll be fine. Please.
And I like to think the scene maybe ends like fading out with Chester trying to do a, getting ready to do a magic trick with Travis, like swollen and getting more swollen as the trick goes on.
All right. So, adulthood. I wonder if any of these will actually work since we kind of made up our own.
It really was a doc, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Let's just kind of make up our own stuff then. We'll kind of go off the board a little bit here.
I'd like to think probably there's at least two abandoned food carts.
For sure.
At least just sitting there, nothing in them. And maybe one of the white tents is like wrapped around a tree that the wind has blown it into the tree at one point.
I like go on.
Oh, I was gonna say the wood is deteriorated and it's got holes in it.
All the picnic tables are like collapsing.
Yeah, decent amount of trash, like old food trash that has like, you know, the logo of the theme park.
I like to think like the wind blowing in from like the ocean has like made like this embankment of trash, like up the walkway, you know?
Yeah.
For prompts, I really like Curious Wildlife.
So I see, I was leaning towards finally appreciating the view.
That one works too. I think I like the idea of both the penny, like the arcade and the zoo being something we can't come to,
but it's, you can see them from the hill.
Yeah.
That's why I was kind of going with finally appreciating the view.
We can throw some wildlife in there too.
Yeah. There'd be like a random deer or something.
I was thinking a raccoon in the food cart.
Raccoon. That works better. 100%.
All right.
Okay. Well, then, as we walk out from the... What was the one we went to before this? The mirrors, right? Out from the Hall of Illusions.
Like, out the back door of the maintenance
room. We all kind of see the hill out in the distance, and one of us would randomly just be like, oh, let's go, you know, take a break on the hill. So we start walking that way, and there's a piece of a tent wrapped around a tree. The boards are all rotted. All the food carts abandoned. And as we walk by one, we hear a rattling. We kind of stop and look, and all of a sudden you just see the silhouette of a small raccoon just freaking out and running away.
I think he's like maybe in one of the funnel cake carts too, and he's like eating some like old like flavoring, like some cherry flavoring, and his face is all like red and dripping, and he like, as he runs out, it's like, it's kind of how you look that day.
Yeah.
Why'd you even eat them? You knew.
I know, but Alan really liked them, and I just wanted to fit in.
But why did you keep eating it?
I didn't want to seem like unappreciative.
You look like an air balloon when we left.
Yeah, I know.
And you made me feel really bad because I felt like I had to finish the magic trick for us to go to the doctor because of what you looked like, but you wouldn't go until I finished the magic trick.
Oh, well, you know, it was in the past, so it is what it is.
It's like as we're like going up the hill to like sit down, right?
And I think when we sit down and we can like look out, and for me anyways, the first thing I would notice is the petting zoo. And I think if you guys were to look at me in that moment, it's like the first time, maybe not ever, but in a long time, you see like true emotion come onto my face as I just smile and remember all the animals I used to see there.
I like to think there's like maybe a deer there. Or we see the raccoon. We see the cherry faced raccoon run through the cage of the petting zoo.
I was thinking we see some geese in there just eating some of the weeds.
Yeah, just full of like wild animals.
Yeah.
Well, they're down there. Go give them a pet.
You want me to pet a goose?
I mean, if you want.
Have you ever interacted with the Canadian goose?
No, they're volatile. I stay away from those.
Yeah, yeah.
But that raccoon does have some cherries. We know how much you like those, man. You could go get some off of him.
Yeah, I get it. All right.
And then, like, the flip side is we can see the old building of where the arcade was. Like, the big arcade sign, like, broken off and, like, hanging down from, you know, like, barely attached at this point. The wall kind of, like, crumbling in.
If I see you looking at it, I'd probably be like, you really didn't like that place, did you?
No, I loved it, really, but not when there was all the people in there.
Yeah, that's fair.
If I could have one in my basement, that'd have been perfect. So it was a real hit or miss for me.
Nah, I get that.
It's like wanting to be somewhere that you don't want to be.
All the time.
You know, you really can't see a whole lot of the park from here, huh?
Hey, see the whole thing, basically.
Yeah, I never noticed it before. I was always too focused on the food or trying to figure out a trick or something. I just never really paid attention to it before.
Yeah, same. I was always focused on
not being focused
on
how
people saw me. Yeah. Trying to blend in.
Yeah, I always just tried to stay on this side because over there was the big coaster. If I ever got over there, everybody was trying to talk me into getting on that thing.
And then I think take a little note from Tyler's book here. As we're sitting there, the camera pans out and you get a shot of kind of this abandoned theme park stretched out below a hill. And then it slowly fades to black.
Hey everybody. Thanks for listening and tune in next week to see what our final thoughts were on the game. Goodbye.